Good morning. It's March 15th. Welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title, The Violin. God sees us through the eyes of a father. He sees our defects, errors, and blemishes, but he also sees our intrinsic value. Randy Alcorn. My father passed away just over 6 years ago. Hard to believe. The last time I saw him alive, 1 month before his death, and debilitated by the ALS that was slowly stealing his vitality, he made me a gift of his beautiful violin. My father had played it, literally, for 70 years. Almost all of that time was at home, practicing. He was a chemical engineer by training and worked in marketing for Ethel Corporation his entire working life. In the 28 years since his retirement, he had only played publicly every summer Sunday in the little Methodist church in South Brooksville, Maine. He did play at my wedding, and occasionally, I believe, at a few retirement homes. I think he would tell you that he was never very good, but I can tell you that he was better than most. He played only his mass production high school violin, made in 1928, until in 1986 he decided to spend some money and purchase a good, quote-unquote, instrument. The violin he bought in Philadelphia is a 1956 Louis Gonora from the famous violin region of Monfalcone, Italy, near the Slovenian border on the Gulf of Trieste. My teacher for the last 4 years, both a lawyer and musician, is just totally in love with the sound of my dad's violin. So is his partner and brother, an airline pilot and luthier who makes violins and cellos. While valuable as most personal instruments go, it has nothing of the dollar value of those played in major symphonies. He says mine has a much better sound than many of those instruments worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. But their values come from their provenance, i.e. knowing who made them, how long ago, and who has owned them ever since. Some of those instruments have been damaged, lost their luster as their varnish faded, warped over time with exposure to heat and moisture. But if adequately restored, that damage wouldn't even be detectable, nor alter the provenance, and thus the value. As I work every night for at least an hour to bring out the beautiful sound that springs from the instrument whenever my teacher takes the bow, or when my father took it in my memory, it has occurred to me that our value is determined in a similar fashion. For those of us that believe the Bible, we know that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139:14, by a God who saw fit to make us in his or her image, Genesis 1:27. Despite being made in that image, our reflection of the Creator became flawed, warped, as it were, by our perpetual defiance. God gave us a way to reclaim the original image, as it was in the Garden of Eden before Adam and Eve sinned. That way, of course, is the way, faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and those who accept him are given his righteousness before God, Ephesians 4:24. They are, in effect, restored to life. Our identity is in Christ and Christ alone. It is he, via the Holy Spirit, that has indwelt us ever since we accepted his gracious offer of forgiveness. Christ is from everlasting to everlasting, the Alpha and the Omega, the great I Am, and that Moses heard from the burning bush. We not only know who made us, but we know our provenance as well. We have always been the clay and he the potter. But since the incarnation, perfect life, sacrificial death, and resurrection of his Son, we have been adopted into his family as sons and daughters. Our value is inestimable. The Creator made us, and we belong to him for eternity, since he knew us before we were formed in the womb. We were damaged, flawed, before we accepted Christ, but now we are completely restored through his grace. The next time someone puts you down, or you put yourself down because you don't think you're good enough at your school, your job, in your relationships, or just in the mirror, remember who is being criticized. You are now, literally, a perfect child of God and a member of his intimate, immediate family. You are so much more than a Stradivarius, or a Guarneri, or an Amati. Heavenly Father, thank you that while we were yet sinners, you offered us salvation through your Son and granted us perfect righteousness in your eyes. Help us not to forget our value, and especially to not forget what determined it. We can live abundantly because we know that you love and value us above everything else, no matter what the world may say. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.